Michelle Tafoya has joined us on Sports Byline USA. When I met you, you were at KFAN Radio in Minnesota. Was that by design, that Midwest, to be there, the acceptance of maybe someone like yourself? What was behind the decision to do that?
That was not at all by design. A girl who grew up in Southern California moving to Minnesota, it took the right job. And at the time, it was my second job. I took it because they promised me that I could be part of the Vikings broadcast on that radio. They were the flagship for the Vikings, and my whole goal was to get into covering the NFL. So once they said, yes, you can be part of the Vikings, I was like, I am there. And I took that job. And I thought, Ron, that I would last maybe a year in that cold weather. I haven't left since, and that was back in 1994. So I grew to love the place. It is now my home. It's where I raise my kids. But it really didn't have anything to do with Midwest sensibilities, although I think I've always had them, those Midwestern sensibilities. I think I've always been kind of a Midwesterner at heart, if you could call it that, if you can make that generalization. And so it's just ended up being a very good fit, and it's convenient because it's right in the middle of the country, and I can get to the West Coast just as easily as I can get to the East Coast. So it makes my travel life pretty easy.
I mentioned about your flexibility, is which I really do respect, your ability to host a show, your ability to do the sideline work, your ability to do play-by-play. Tell me about the transition to each and how difficult it was in the early part of your career to move into those various areas to round out your abilities.
Well, I think play-by-play was definitely the most challenging. It was something that I had never done. Very few women had ever done it. I had the opportunity to do college games and the WNBA and men's and women's college basketball. And I thought, you know what, this is going to take some work, but I'd really like to try this. And I worked extremely hard, but it is a totally different animal because you really have to pace your commentary. You have to be able to follow everything that's happening. You have to realize that you're on television. You don't have to tell people everything that's going on. They're seeing it along with you. It's an art, and I have great respect for people like Al Michaels, who I think is the best in the business at doing it. Hosting, I absolutely love. I think that's probably where I'm most comfortable, but it also can be nerve-wracking. Things can go wrong on a set, and you really do have to work hard to master that environment. And sideline reporting looks really easy, but I can tell you it is extremely difficult, and I gained a whole lot more understanding of what it takes to be a sideline reporter when I was a play-by-play person, because I understood how that reporter needs to be used in just the right situations and only the right situations, and it taught me a lot about how, you know, as the sideline reporter needs to get in and out quickly, work around the plays, and it really, and I still work on it. Every single week I'm trying to get better, and I hope that never stops. But, I think of the three of them, the biggest adjustment, the biggest challenge in launching into it was the play-by-play.
Speaking of adjustments, what about the dichotomies between doing a local broadcast, albeit radio or television, and a national broadcast? Because having been at CBS myself, there is a different culture.
Yeah, there is. When you're doing a local broadcast, I mean, the locals want to hear kind of a homer broadcast. They kind of want to hear you being supportive, being a part of the team, a member of the team almost. And that's something you have to accept and you kind of have to become. In a national broadcast, I think it's completely different. You've got to be extremely unbiased, and you've got to just cover the things that are the facts, and you're not cheering for either side. And it's funny, though, Ron, and I'm sure you've heard this, too. I can't tell you how many places we go where we get accused of, hey, now say nice things about the Cowboys. You guys never talk nice about the Cowboys. And then you go to the next city, and it's, hey, say nice things about the Raiders. You guys are always talking down about the Raiders. And it's sort of like wherever you go, they think you're criticizing them, when, in fact, all you're doing is really trying to call it like you see it.
I'm going to make a statement here. It's going to sound a little bit on the sexist side, but I think you will understand it. In all my years of broadcasting, I have always found that women bring more to the game than the men do. I think they have a sensibility, they have a sensitivity, they have an understanding that is not prejudiced by anything. And so therefore, their presentation, I think, is heavier on credibility than what I have found men to be.
Oh, that's an interesting, you know what, that you are the first person who's ever presented it to me that way. That's a very interesting way of viewing it. I think you're absolutely correct that we are just brilliant and geniuses in our capacity. No, I think that's very interesting. I think in some ways, particularly on the NFL, because none of us could have ever played in the NFL, and it's a game unlike any other. You know, you could say covering the NBA, well, I grew up playing basketball, so I know a little bit more about that experience. But in the NFL, yeah, we bring a completely different set of eyes. And so that's why the role of the sideline reporter for me is so much fun, because I'm not looking to break it down for you. I'm not looking to tell you why something necessarily has happened. I'm trying to give you extra information that could impact the game. I've learned so much about the game over the course of the years, and that helps me in my presentation of finding relevance to all of the stories that I tell or all of the updates that I give. But I think you're onto something there, Ron.
How do you divorce yourself from a personal attachment? And when I say personal attachment, I mean we all have friends that are on every team, and therefore we know what goes on in sports. We've been around it for a long time. And you got to feel when you see players after they leave their career have problems. You see players that are having problems when they're in their careers and everything. How hard is that, Michelle, for you?
To divorce myself from their actual personal lives, you mean?
Well, not their personal lives, but the things that they go through. We're looking at concussions now. We hear about Tony Dorsett, the problems that he has. I mean, we've all known these people. Maybe we've interacted with them during the course of our careers. Is that a difficult thing for you?
It is. I think we all had a tough time. If anyone saw the Tony Dorsett interview on tape, it was tough to watch. There's no question about that. I guess it's not that tough for me to divorce myself from those things, although I think on the inside, I will say that on the external, what I show people is my objectivity, and that's, I rely on that. That's, my career is built upon that. But absolutely, am I sensitive to things that are going on? Yes, I'm human. We all are, and I think we all have sentiments about some of the things that we see. And but unless it's relevant to what I'm broadcasting at that moment, I have to put it aside. And any time, you really have to put your personal feelings aside. Any story that you're covering and any person that you're covering, because your credibility, your integrity as a reporter demands it.
One of the things that I think our profession does lend itself to is a lot of humorous moments, both on the air and off the air as well. I've had mine. How about some of the funnier moments for Michelle Tafoya?
Oh, my goodness. You know, one was just happened at the Hall of Fame game recently. It was fun because we, with Chris Carter going in, and I've known Chris for many years because he and I did a radio show together early in my days in Minneapolis. But we interviewed him during our Hall of Fame game, and what he didn't know was that we had a copy of his birth certificate, because there we were in the state of Ohio where he grew up. And his birth certificate says C-H-R-I-S, and as we all know, Chris Carter spells his name C-R-I-S. So we got to ask him, you know, where'd the H go, Chris? And he was so taken aback, and the story was so good, and it had to do with him wanting to emulate Chris Collinsworth, also on our broadcast, because, you know, he said, Mom, I'm not going to be a star unless I take this H out of my name. I got to have a unique spelling of my name if I'm going to be a star. That was terrific. You know, there have been so many. It's hard. And I will tell you that the most fun moments for me come on the days leading up to the game, in our meetings, in our car rides, our bus rides over to practice, the things that go on between us. Boy, working with Madden on the Madden cruise, or the conversations we would have. Honestly, those are the best times. And that's when you understand why athletes, when they retire, the thing they probably miss the most is the camaraderie, not actual game day, not going through all that stuff, but the hanging out in the locker room with their buddies, going on those bus rides to games, the conversation, that's really what it comes down to. And I'm so fortunate that I'm working with a crew that is, everyone is so compatible with one another.
In about 45 seconds, when you think back on both your career and your being around sports, is there a particular sports moment that you've witnessed or taken in that is indelible in your mind?
I think Brett Favre beating the Packers for the first time has to be one of them. And I was fortunate enough to do the post-game interview at that moment. Reggie Miller's final game on an NBA floor was another one. There are some that are so obscure that people, it would take me too long to explain them. But, you know, that Brett Favre moment, because of what Favre meant to the game, because it was the Packers and the Vikings, because he beat them and did it resoundingly, and they gave me so much time to interview him after the game, and it was just an extraordinary moment. That one, I think, will always stick with me.
Michelle, I want to thank you very much. I've always appreciated your work. You've worked hard at it. You're excellent at it, and thank you for coming and sharing some time with us on Sports Byline.
Right back at you, Ron, and thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to talk with you.
Michelle Tafoya, you see her on the sideline of the NBC Sunday Night Games, of course, and does an excellent job. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.